Detroit officials say the city faces a budget deficit in part because of roughly $9 million in past due water bills. As the city tries to recoup the lost revenues, some Detroit residents charge city officials are using strong-arm tactics. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
Along the curbside in front of an abandoned downtown Detroit building, city worker Mike Cathy sticks a six-foot-long steel rod into a pipe embedded into the pavement, gives it a mighty twist, and shuts off an underground water valve. He says he's glad the building's empty, because shutting off water at occupied dwellings can be hazardous duty.
I mean, people have threatened me and even had a pistol pulled out one time. I mean, I think they just pulled it out, but just to be bad. I never had no physical problem.
Still, Cathy says he's been careful because he's been busy. Detroit has issued about 40,000 water shutoff notices each of the past 5 years. But protests reached a crescendo this year when advocates for the poor and elderly charged that as many as 10% of Detroit's households faced losing their water service, leaving homes without hot water during the coldest months. So on a frosty Detroit street, 2 dozen demonstrators converge in front of the water department building, armed with picket signs and protest songs.
Scales people's water and lets them run dry. In cold winter weather, these people might die.
A gray-haired woman in a wheelchair, bundled in wool scarves, leads a group calling itself the Raging Grannies. They and other activists here tick off the grim stories they've heard. Stories about authorities removing children from homes with no water, armed guards forcing shutoffs at gunpoint. Maureen Taylor, who heads the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization, wants Detroit officials to declare a moratorium on winter water shutoffs.
These are crimes against humanity. You cannot withhold water from people because they are too poor to pay for it.
Detroit Water Department officials counter that such a moratorium is unnecessary and financially foolish. They say many past due customers have paid up without any guards being involved. The city says only about 8,000 homes now remain shut off, nowhere near 10% of Detroit's households, in part because the city has already aggressively collected on water bills owed by industrial and commercial customers, including Detroit's own Parks and Recreation Department. Now Detroit Water and Sewerage Director Victor Mercado says it's time to collect the roughly $7.5 million residents owe the city, with some exceptions.
We will continue an aggressive pursuit in regards to the monies that are owed DWSD. One thing that we are doing, we are working on setting a program that will help the people that need help with regard to that, which is the people that may be the elderly or anyone that may be in public assistance. Those issues we will be addressing.
Cities from Portland to Cleveland already offer financial assistance to water customers in dire straits, programs ranging from crisis vouchers to so-called water lifeline payments. But Detroit officials say the Motor City can only go so far. The city will restore water service if customers pay 30% of an outstanding bill. Water officials say accepting anything less would be fiscally unwise and could jeopardize Detroit's bond rating. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.